Well, this is an absolute treat in our studio, fellas, because we have one of our regulars who's actually able to come in here and join us, socially distanced, of course. Dean Bulldog Richie, you're back.
Good morning.
How are you, mate?
I'm really, really well. Laurie, well, Michael, good
morning,
to see you.
Morning, Bulldog. You too, we haven't really gone anywhere, but we need to congratulate you on your gig on a Sunday.
Oh, thank
as
you.
As co-host of the Big Sports Breakfast Weekly Edition.
I hope it's sincere. your normal comments to me, which is tinged with...
Fair enough, too, the way you've been sledging Bulldog.
Yeah. It's been disgraceful.
Everything's tinged with sarcasm.
Yeah. No,
yes,
yeah,
it is.
I don't disagree, Bulldog.
Yeah, okay, well, I know what wraps me in. Michael, how do you think the show's going?
Your show's doing fantastic.
Thank you.
Ours, on the other hand, I'm not so sure.
Laurie, that's called sincerity, mate. Listen to Michael. It's called sincerity.
I cannot believe that you have just had a crack at me, dude.
Wait, if I said the same in reverse, what would you say?
Get over it.
No, I think there'd be a motive
behind it. I can't believe how much L. Daly sledges in general.
They think he's Mr. Nice Guy.
Well, I thought as well. Growing up as a kid.
Is it Laurie Lovely?
Oh, what, you know, your idol, all you want is your idol to be exactly what you think he is.
Isn't it disappointing?
And now I've met him, I'm like, oh my God. He's in that era sledge everyone.
Correct. If only you knew. We've got the book coming out one day. There's a book he's written and then there's the real book.
Yeah, I bet.
You've got a book, don't you, Loz?
Yeah.
You wrote it, what, straight after you retired?
Straight after. Didn't get Bulldog to do it.
You asked me and I couldn't do it.
Not
I think David Milton wrote it.
Ghost written?
Yeah, ghost, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Did you have much input?
Yeah, of course.
How long did it take?
Oh, jeez, mate, it's nearly 12 months by the time you start.
Was it autobiography?
Yeah. By the time you start and then by the time it gets published... And then
there's a chapter in there. His very last game at Bruce Stadium, he invited me to come along for the ride to the ground. So I'm in the car with Laurie. It was a lovely colour story. And the family's there and we get to the ground. I write this nice story, to be fair, about Laurie's last game and all the adulation. The book comes out. He has a crack at me in his book. He said, geez, it was so hard to concentrate that day with the media in the front seat. You asked me.
Please.
You did.
Oh, hasn't forgotten.
Yeah, no.
Memories, journos, Loz. Long memories.
Great relationship.
Now, Bulldog today.
Love,
hate. Back page of the telly today. You're exclusive in regards to the Adam Fanua Blake situation. We've had a lot of feedback on it, and Manly have a bit of a different version of events now.
Yeah, you know, let me say, first up, none of us are condoning what Adam Fanua Blake said twice, once on the field and once after the game. Andrew Abdo has reopened the case, so to speak, and I think you'll find today that Fanua Blake will be looking at potentially a second charge. So this is not over in terms of the NRL. Peter Volandis is filthy about what unfolded at Brookvale, and Andrew Abdo is as well. So expect another charge today. Whether that comes from the Match Review Committee or whether legally they can't now pursue it, it has to be under the Integrity Unit. But either way, I think you'll find that Fanua Blake will face further sanctions.
What type of penalty would he be looking at? More games or a monetary fine? Spending time in the community working with people that...
That's to be determined. I tried to find that out yesterday, Loz, and I couldn't find out. I don't think it's probably been determined just yet.
Bulldog, did the Match Review Committee have all of the information? Did they know that there was two incidents, or did they only know about what had happened on the field?
They knew of both, as I understand, Clarkey. Whether the severity of the second one reached the ears of Andrew Abdo and Peter Volandis, I guess, is the question. I think Volandis and Abdo knew that something may have taken place, but I don't think they realised exactly the enormity of the words that were spoken from Fanua Blake. But the story in the paper today wasn't sticking up for Adam Fanua Blake. It was merely Manly's version that there wasn't any eyeballing.
Can you run us through then what happened?
Well, he's been sent off. He's gone up the tunnel. And that's where the suggestion was that he had a second confrontation with Atkins, the referee. But the Brookvale Oval video shows that Fanua Blake went directly into the dressing room and Atkins was about 5 or 6 metres behind him, which would make sense given Atkins was still on the field when Fanua Blake was
marched.
So Adam is now saying that he did say what he said, which was unsavoury, but it was from the dressing room and he was quote-unquote yelling and venting and that Atkins heard it. It doesn't take away from the horrible nature of the comments, Loz, but I guess what it does do, though, it does clear for Neil Blake of having some sort of personal confrontation with him in the tunnel, and the video backs up what for Neil Blake said.
Also, Loz, you know, what is the rule around... I feel like the game was over and he was sent off.
Yep.
You can be sent off after the game's over.
Yeah. Yep. You can be dismissed. You can face penalty. Mm. It's like if you were walking from the field at 80 minutes and you went and smacked an opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be charged and sent off, but you'd certainly face a conduct charge. You'd face a suspension. In fact, that'd probably be even worse than having a blue during the game.
Yeah, I think the match review committee, as of now, Clarkie, can't step in because the matches are actually over. Mm. So it's now got
to
revert
to integrity.
Correct. So now got to divert to a different department, so to speak, to get their suspension through.
Yeah. Have we spoken to Adam? Like, is he putting his hand up and accepting whatever my punishment? You know, I've overstepped the mark. I'm out of line, and I'll accept whatever my punishment is.
Yeah, Fenua Blake, they put a statement out on Sunday night, Manly, but Fenua Blake up on the Manly website right now is a video of him from last night saying that clearly what he said was wrong.
Yeah.
He goes through the Brookvale series of events, which we've just discussed. So, look, he's sticking his hand up, but, you know, at the same time, I don't think any of us can condone what he said. Yeah, right. He's got to be punished. He has been punished for two games at least. And I think you'll find there'll be more today. Mm. As I said, Volandis last night was telling us that he now wants beefed up penalties to be introduced in terms of any player who abuses a referee or the disadvantaged or disabled will get a heavy sanction going forward.
And Clark, you used the example earlier this morning of Darren Lehman and when he got done for racial vilification quite a few years ago and he wasn't in the proximity of the umpires.
Somebody,
he was
somebody
somewhere near the
it.
Dressing room and someone else heard it.
And I think that's the... I would imagine with in any situation like this, that is the most important part that people need to understand. It's not necessarily if you're having a shot at... You know, when it comes to racial vilification, if I'm talking to Laurie and I'm saying what I feel about him... And I'm being racist, even if he's not offended, even if he doesn't feel racially vilified, but somebody else hears it and does, it's no different.
Mm.
Clarkie,
and that was Darren Lehman's situation.
Mm. Clarkie, are the words any less if they're being spoken about? It's Adam Fanua Blake's comments from inside the rooms.
If nobody else can hear it.
If nobody else can hear it. Are they any worse than... if he's actually saying it face to face? I'm not saying yes or no, I'm asking.
I think that it's always worse if other people can hear it. There's no doubt about it. I think everybody in their own time, in their own space, had said things that you go, whoa, I can't say that out loud. You know what I mean? So, of course, the punishment's always going to be worse. I think the key here is exactly what Fenua Blake has come out and said, exactly what Loz has said today. I don't think he understands exactly... the meaning of the words that he has actually chosen. And that's where I think, call it community service, call it, you know, the people that you are actually talking about, learn more about them. Because again, you know, I respect the fact that he's putting his hand up. I agree. There's no righty. It's all wrong. Cop your punishment on the chin, whatever it is. But now educate. Now make sure he does understand that the people that he's alluding to, get to know some of them.
I guess on the field, guys, you could blame, quote-unquote, heat of the moment. Mm. But by the time he'd got up the tunnel, that was a minute or two later, he may well have been, some would have suggested, more composed.
Yeah. What about the Brisbane Broncos? Over the last 6 weeks, they haven't registered a win. Pressure's being applied to their coach, Anthony Seibold. We know that Paul White is moving on at the end of the year. We also know that David Fifita is off contract. They've got some of the best young forwards in the game up there. Who's looking at being in charge when White goes? Will Seibold last a year? What's the latest with David Fifita?
Fifita, as I understand, Laurie, there'll be a decision sometime this week. So we're pretty close to finding out what he'll do. Some are suggesting he will leave to go to the Gold Coast for that one $1 million over 5-season deal. Others are saying he might just stay with the Broncos for one more year, sign a 1-year deal, and then have another go again next year when all the drama up there is finished. Look, Canterbury have made a big offer. He said no to that. He doesn't want to come to Sydney. So we'll find out more. Look, is the Brisbane Broncos' horrendous form going to impact on him? Possibly. In previous years, you wouldn't go to the Gold Coast, Laws, because of the Broncos were so powerful. Now you're thinking, well, maybe, yeah, it's not quite the same anymore. Albeit the Gold Coast are struggling.
The Gold Coast are struggling. And for me, when you look at both rosters, I think that the Broncos will improve quicker than what the Titans
correct. Look, they don't want Fifita to go, obviously, but they do have a very tight salary cap. If he did go, it would free him up to re-sign and upgrade a lot of other players. But look, we'll find out probably by the next 72 hours whether Fifita stays or whether he walks out. And if he does walk out, it's a massive blow to Anthony Seibold in terms of not only the results are so bad, that the fact he can't retain his special young talent.
What about with the CEO role?
Yeah, well, Paul White will leave at the end of the year. That's clear. I think he might be having a look around the NRL to see whether there's a spot there. Now, Dave Donaghy's name has come up, Loz. He's the CEO of the Melbourne Storm, very accomplished and very well respected, as has Ben Eichen, the former Queensland player, of course, on Fox now, and a QRL, rather, director. I think Donaghy will stay. He's got a very close bond with Craig Bellamy in the Melbourne Storm, but certainly the Broncos have now started their chase for a CEO. So, tough times. Look, the Broncos have got a couple of games they should win over the next 2 weeks. I think it might be
Bulldogs this weekend,
and maybe St. George after that. So, if they lose those two games, I can't help but think they're going to have to act on Seibold, who at the moment just looks clueless in terms of his mindset.
Mm.
Did you see him after the game, Laurie? You've coached. Did you look and see a broken man?
Oh, he's disappointed. He's heartbroken.
Where do you go?
Well, that's what he's got to find. He's got to find the answers because you can't give the players nothing. You can't turn up on the Tuesday.
Can't keep saying the same words.
Well, you can't just keep putting it back on the players. What do you think? You've got to tell them where they're going wrong. And you've got to be able to show them how to fix it. And you've got to simplify it for them so they understand how they go about addressing it. And I think at the moment, they're all confused. They're all worried about they're all worried about their position. They're all treading on eggshells. I don't know about the accountability and honesty. And you understand that when you're fighting for your life and everyone's under pressure, you revert back to looking after yourself. You know, protecting your own space. But as a group, they've got to come together and work out and be shown the way forward, the path forward. And one thing that we've always identified with the Broncos is just that lack of leadership on the field at the moment. Like, who do they look up to when things are going wrong for them on the field? Who inspires them? Who directs them? Who gets them up and about?
Just on David Fifita as well, Denny Widler's tweeted that the view out of the Broncos is that they say he is gone, that their cap needs cleaning up. They can't and won't match the offer from the Titans. He asked his manager, Steve Deakin, for confirmation. No decision yet, but will be one soon, as you indicated as well, Bulldog. Mm. Broncos. Is that a Broncos negotiating tactic? I mean,
see, again, if they lose David Fifita, they've severely stuffed it up. They've severely stuffed it up because he is their best. He is their most promising, best young forward out of all of them.
And
so how can you lose
him? He's a franchise player, isn't he? Yeah. He's there for 10 years as a superstar.
You can't lose him. You can lose some of the others, but you can't lose him. So if that's a monumental stuff up if they lose him.
Just before I go too, guys, the Bulldogs, I think they're creeping toward a decision on their coach. We're going into round 9. It's only a 20-round season. They're not going to make the finals. So they're edging very close to preparing for next season already. And we've got no coach for next year. So it's got to be done in the next week or two. The new coach will want a heavy say on recruitment and retention. Dean Pay's got some support on the board, particularly Lynn Anderson, a loyal old Bulldog, through Peter Moore and Chris Anderson. But others on there think that the club should go in a new direction. But players won't be going to the Bulldogs, clearly, if they don't know who the coach is. Mm-hmm. It's got to be sorted. It's got to be settled. Either re-sign him or sack him. But I'd say in the next fortnight, there'd be a decision on Dean Pay.
Now, Bulldog, while Loz has got his own trophy room at home, it appears you do too, because it's been pointed out that in your crosses on Fox Sports, oh. Is that a picture of yourself in the background?
Well, it is. Well, some last it's not the most flattering photo. There's a photo of me in my office at home, which is when I celebrated 30 years at News Limited, and it's not great. But you know what? Whenever I need inspiration, I can't get a first paragraph, I turn around, I look at myself, and the words just come flooding in.
Yeah, there you go.
That is nothing like inspiring, whatever finding takes, someone to inspire Bulldog. Yourself than yourself. That,
whatever not, it takes, buddy.
That's not flattering at all. And boys, we used to have a caller that used to ring up, and he'd always call Bulldog Johnny Young off Young Talent. Have a look at that photo. Is that not Johnny Young? We are going to post that.
Well, Johnny Young was a very talented have a look. Musician, have a
look.
Laurie.
Have a look, Mino, and tell me what you think.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. They could have picked a nicer photo. But anyway, this is radio. People can't see this photo, thankfully.
We've got some social
media though, these days, Bulldog.
What story are you chasing today?
Well, clearly there'll be another story on Fenua Blake, whether we like it or not, in terms of this second punishment. I know Manly will be fighting very hard for it to be non-suspension, maybe a fine, or as Laurie said, go and work with some of the disabled and teach him and train him about what it all means. So that'll be the main story again tomorrow.
And just on that, if he does return after 2 weeks, they've got North Queensland in 3 weeks' time, and he was a player that wasn't vaccinated. Is there any change in the stance from the Queensland government in allowing players that haven't been vaccinated into their state?
I don't think so, Laurie, but I can say that there will be some gentle pressure from within the Manly club to ask Adden to maybe go against what he believes in for the sake of the club. In that, he's let the club down for 2 weeks. They've lost their biggest name. Well, you know what you can do now? You can make it up to us by actually going to Queensland. I know you don't want to go, and I know you don't believe in it, but this time around, you're going to have to do it because you owe us big time.
Great to talk to you as always, mate. Good to see you.
Thanks, boys. It was good to be here.